B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Your chance to win Jonas Brothers concert tickets on top of that. We'll get you upgraded to within the first five rows. That's going to be coming up at 7:50. Don't go anywhere for that.
Have you heard the Rap Party podcast? It's where we talk about things that happen on the show and some things that didn't happen on the show. We just kind of get into discussions. It's about a 15 to 20 minute daily podcast that goes up every day after the show. Myself, Roy and Loren, sometimes Nicole, sometimes a guest. Like we had Greg T, the frat boy from Elvis Duran's show on the other day, randomly. Sometimes we'll have people who work here on with us. But you never know what's going to come out of the Rap Party podcast. And I feel like, Loren, you mentioned a little nugget yesterday that I'd like to bring to the radio, to the mainstream today.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Because I have found, and maybe I need to do a purge, but I found that I have a lot of free cups.
Oh, yeah.
Just random free cups. And I'm like, maybe it's time for me to get rid of some of the cup situation. Like, I'm never going to have 50 people over at one time drinking. Like, why do I need that many cups? I really only need maybe six. Maybe
you got
10.
You got like 100 Kiss cups?
I got like Kiss cups. I got Mountain Dew cups. I got bar cups, brewery cups.
I love those, Roy. I have cups from different
Dallas
stadiums I've been to.
I wait until Dallas is out of town and I get rid of them like one
That's
by one.
So mean.
It's kind of funny though. I don't know, man.
Thank goodness Dallas isn't in town today.
When Loren says that she gets rid of Dallas's cups one by one, I know that there's thousands of people who heard your little statement right there and said, I do too.
I have to. He will first of all, he has so many that he would never know if like one or two is missing, number one. Number two, why do we need all these plastic cups?
They're sentimental.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have one from like every stadium that I've been to, every arena,
well,
and I like
were,
keeping them.
But if they were that sentimental, you would notice when I got rid of them.
What are you going to say when he goes to try to get one of them and it's not there?
I don't know what happened. Check the bottom of the dishwasher.
You're so clever.
It's like the sock monster.
But
the
Roy,
dishwasher eats bad cups.
Loren's using the example of the cups, but I would love for us to take a bunch of calls right now, 704-570-9595. What are you throwing away? What are you getting rid of slowly, one by one, little by little, and the person you're doing it to has no idea?
704-570-9595.
You know, I had to do this with Dallas's underwear, too.
No, really?
Does he collect underwear?
No, he holds on to underwear, I mean, until the absolute bitter end. Like, it looks like animals got a hold of these underwear, and there's holes in them, and, like, everything else. So I was teasing him one day, and I went to go, like, rip them off of him, and he got so mad because I ripped them. And I was like, Dallas, I was like, it's time for them to go. Like, they're providing no support. Like,
yeah, but they're comfortable.
That's what he says. So now that's another thing that I have to, like, slowly dispatch out.
Yeah. Growing up, I used to get magazines like Sports Illustrated, you know, NBA magazine. I got this thing called Hockey Digest sent to me because I was really into sports. And I found out slowly, one by one, I would remember a cover, Roy. I'd be like, okay, I want to go look at the cover with Michael Jordan on it. I know
sure.
that it's gone. So I go, Mom, where are the magazines? I don't know. I broke her down. She eventually, like, you know, a year later, she goes, you don't need all of them. I go, what are you doing to them? She's going, I'm getting rid of them. I'm like, one by one, she admitted to me that she would just get rid of one like a month. New one comes in, old one goes out.
Because he would never know.
Yeah, that's sad, though. That's my belongings. Those are Dallas's underwear.
All right.
Those are his cups.
Let's talk to, this is Maria and Marion.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
What are you getting rid of slowly, Maria?
My boyfriend's underwear. He will for no reason get rid of it and it's like has holes all over it. So he slowly take them out one by one with the baby's diaper. And he has no clue what's going on.
But here's my thing, Maria, is that you need the emergency appear. You need the ones that are old that you have at the very, very back in the event that you don't want to do laundry. You got the reserves back there.
Marie, I'm sure that you and I are in the same boat, and we'll buy you new reserves.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have no idea, because if you did it all at once, husbands, men, women, whoever you're doing it to, we'll all know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do it slowly, little by little.
By the way, I'm wearing a pair of my reserves right now, and there's a massive hole. A massive hole.
Don't let me get a hold of them.
I know. All right, this is Amanda in Gastonia.
Hey.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
What are you throwing away slowly that the person doesn't know about?
So my husband has shirts like from middle school. He's 32, by the way. So we've got like old like Ninja Turtle shirts, Superman shirts. I've been gradually like throwing them away. We've been married for 7 years, and I have finally gotten up the nerve to start like purging these shirts so he doesn't know, because it's kind of embarrassing, you know, and funny, but I love them, but we need to stop with the cartoon t-shirts.
What's he going to say when he finds out, Amanda, that you've been doing this, pulling this little slow fade?
When he asked me, like, hey, have you seen my Ninja Turtle shirt? Have you seen my Superman shirt? I just pretend like I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Like, it's probably just, like, in the bottom of a laundry basket somewhere. Or you're probably overlooking it. And then he'll forget about it. And then we'll come back to it. And then we'll go to, like, you know, to the store or something. He'll want to pick out another one. I'm like, oh, no, you have one at home. We'll find it. It's fine.
Yeah, you got to stick to the lie.
And Amanda knows darn well where it is. It's long in the back of the garbage truck. Thanks, Amanda. I'd love to hear from a man who is throwing something out of a lady's.
We got a text message from a guy who said that he gets rid of his wife's like tattered t-shirts that she lounges around the house in.
See? Okay. Men are doing it too. A lot of people are throwing away their husband's underwear. You guys.
Well, I do see it. We keep on to it.
Well, listen, what you have to do, ladies, if you're throwing away your man's underwear, you've got to buy more because he's not going to go out and buy his own.
Look how bad the hole of my underwear
is. Let me see.
While you're pulling your pants. Buddy, let me see that.
Look at that.
Let me see
oh,
that.
Oh, like, yeah.
No!
Oh, she's giving him a wedgie!
Hey, she's ripping it more. She just stole underwear.
You guys.
That's exactly what I did in Dallas.
You can fit like a loaf of bread through that thing.
You destroyed them. I can now fit my whole arm in my underwear. Wake up.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenzo. You need to wake up.
Wake up.
It's 95.1.